Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I thought we were well prepared going into it. We just we didn't play well. And sometimes that happens. And, you know, in this league, you know, I've been around for a long time. When that happens, you got to, you know, flush it out of your system, get back to work, and have the confidence and belief that, you know, a better performance is in front of you the next week. And you know, that's kind of the way I feel now.
That's Matt Ryan talking about not playing well, and he's got to have the five guys immediately in front of him play not only better, but one hell of a lot better than they played in the opening game against the Minnesota Vikings. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Getting ready now, counting down to the Falcons season opener, the home opener on Sunday night against the Philadelphia Eagles. Falcons are underdogs at home against the Eagles. Hugh, that offensive line has been the subject of a lot of chatter since last year, all year, and it's still the
with the injury to your young guy that you have on the squad, and to have that upheaval on the offensive line for the Atlanta Falcons, it's still a sore subject for a lot of people. Coach Quinn was kind of, you know, at certain spots on that offensive line. So yeah, it's a sore spot for us right now.
Well, if you had asked a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, Chris Lindstrom and Caleb McGarry, who's going to be starting against the Eagles and who isn't, it wouldn't have been, well, McGarry's starting, but Lindstrom's not. I mean, this is, you know, how things change in the space of a couple of weeks. And with Lindstrom now in a boot, and Hugh, we have no idea how long he's going to be out. Now, this is where, the bringing the two veterans in Brown and Carpenter, at guard and paying them a lot of money, and then still drafting two first-round picks, where those two veterans come into play, because now they have to step into those roles.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what Coach Quinn did. Coach Quinn knew last year that this team was decimated by injuries and you didn't have adequate backups. So what he went out and did, he went and got some adequate guys to help back him up, and luckily he did that, because now it looks like those guys are going to be pressed into duty and you need those people. So, yeah. He. You got to give him a little bit of credit for having a little bit of foresight on this one.
Yeah, Jermon Brown listed as the starting right guard now, probably for maybe half the season at least until Lindstrom gets back here. Our Jarvis Davis caught up with Jermon Brown and talked to him a little bit about this starting assignment on the right side of the line, and began the conversation with asking Jermon about where he is mentally having this opportunity thrown at him.
Like I was last week, I was ready to play. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the biggest thing about being a pro, man, is whether you're starting, whether you're not, you got to prepare as if you're the starter. And that's always my approach, whether I am in the lineup or not, man. Because, like you said, any given play, you'll normally get called. You got to be ready. Tips, pointers, the minor details. So, you know, for me this week is just like any other week, going in, being able to play, being able to put the work in during the week, and then get a payday on Sunday.
Man, I asked Dan Quinn about you, man, like far as what his expectations were for you. Uh-huh. He talked about how your strength and quickness, you're going to be able to see that, you know, with your size, being able to move like you're almost like a dancing bear, right?
Definitely.
What are you expecting as far as going into this game and making your first start for the Falcons?
Now, obviously, we know Philly has a good cast coming here, man. They got a good defensive front. You know, they got some guys that can really wreck a game, really get after the passer, you know, really stop the run. The biggest thing for me, man, going into this weekend is, you know, I had a coach in college always say, big, gotta go play big. So, you know, my mindset this weekend is to bring my big boy hat, man, and play some big boy football, and making sure it's physical, make sure they know that we there. You know, try to open some lanes for Freeman to do what he do, and try to keep Matty Ice upright so he can get Julio and them boys the ball, and we have a good time.
Last one, man, for you. Any message to the fans?
Man, first start, man, listen, y'all stay tuned to 68. Y'all bring the energy this weekend. We gonna need it. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Rise up.
All right, Jermon. Appreciate you, brother.
All right.
Jevon Brown with our Jarvis Davis.
Shout out to Jarvis Davis for going out there doing his job, like he always does. Not saying that Jarvis does. Big fella, I'm not saying you'll do your job because you always do your job, but I just wanted to give you a shout out this morning.
Jevon Brown is a – we're not losing anything in size. Jevon Brown is in his fifth year out of Louisville, started for the Rams, was drafted in the third round by the Rams, started for the Giants last year in the second half of the season. Huey, 6'4", 345. 6'4", 345. He is a large, large human being. And Jermon Brown, by the way, you say, well, but John, didn't he lose the left guard battle to James Carpenter? The answer is yes, he did. By a hair. By a hair. They said it was almost too close to call, but they had to pick somebody out there. And they said it was so close, but they picked Carpenter. And now Brown slides in. So this is the benefit of hopefully this works here, Hugh, because Lindstrom was having a great start in his first start of his career. And now Jevon Brown's going to have to be challenged to, you know, pick up that slack because he's going to be starting for at least half the season.
Yeah, you know, big guy. The thing that I would probably look at is see how well he moves against a more athletic defensive lineman. You know, size is great to have, but size coupled with that speed and that athleticism, that's what you really want in an offensive lineman, especially in this day and age. So it's going to be interesting to see how he goes up against guys like Vinnie Curry for the Philadelphia Eagles and how that works out for them. You know, one of the things that was an issue for the Atlanta Falcons last week in the run game and in the passing game was that penetration mm-hmm. by the defensive line. And when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles defensive line, you know, Tim Jernigan is going to be starting because they had an injury to one of the D-tackles. His name escapes me right now. But you still got Fletcher Cox there in the middle. And they can put pressure on the quarterback. And this has been a team that I think Arch pointed out, Dave Archer, that has been a thorn in the side for the Atlanta Falcons. So it's going to be a good matchup up front.
Yeah, to your point, Hugh, about you know, the penetration that the Vikings defensive line was able to get against the Falcons offensive line, you know, you're going to go into it with, you know, they're carrying 9 offensive linemen. This week's starters, Jake Matthews, James Carpenter on the left side. Right side is going to be Caleb McGarry, a tackle, Jevon Brown, a guard. And, of course, anchoring it all in the middle is Alex Mack. Now, Alex Mack, when he came over, was the you know, the all-pro guy that they picked up that really ignited that offense in 2016. And so a lot of people kind of looking at Alex Mack going, Alex, you know, you've got, you know, some of the same guys and, well, one of the same guys, and you've got, you know, veterans on this offensive line. So what's the deal? Alex Mack talked with Dukes and Bell yesterday, and D&B asked Alex Mack about really what happened last week with that protection and that loss to Minnesota.
We definitely did not show up and perform quite as we wanted to against Minnesota. I think turnovers was the big thing. And I think that's where we moved the ball. You can't turn the ball over. You can't not get points when you're in their end zone. So you're down early, you have to throw the ball, and just as an offense, we take care of the ball. I think that game would turn out much differently.
Well, you know, once you get the turnovers, everything kind of goes out the window. Do you feel, I know it was a lot, maybe a little too late, but you felt you did get some rhythm, some positives you can take from this?
We got some movement of the ball. We moved the ball pretty well. I think that the big thing for us will be not turning the ball over, staying multidimensional. You know, towards the fourth quarter, we had to pass the ball. Like, they knew we had to pass, we had to do that. And we want to be able to get the run established and really get after them there. But when you have turnovers like that, it's just tough.
It is Alex Mack, guys, 6-time Pro Bowler and a member of our team that went to the Super Bowl. Alex Mack joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline live from Falcons. All right, big guy, you talked about it. Lindstrom, we're not going to see him till like week 10 at the earliest. So Jevon Brown and Carpenter flanking you. That's a lot of meat, though. You got to feel good about the beef on both sides.
We got some weight in the middle there. We got some beef. I think we're looking good. You know, both of those guys just slimmed down a bit when they got here, able to run the outside zone. So we hope still be fast, but we still got that strength.
Alex, let's talk about the Eagles' defensive line because we know this is a very talented team up front. Now, we just played one in Minnesota, and you guys got a chance to see how talented they were. What do you make of this front seven for the Eagles?
It's tough. They do a really good job. They're a different style of play than we saw last week. They have a different front, and they play a little differently. They're very much uphill, shoot the gaps, downhill, hit you kind of team, and they have wide edge setters. So it's going to be a real challenge to try to get our outside zone going with the guys who just want to kind of box everything in. And then at the same time, when they're trying to hit you downhill, trying to meet that and play on that side of the ball, it's definitely a challenge.
I know that Dan Quinn was ticked off. We heard that in the press conference. Obviously, you guys are not happy on that flight back, and now you're turning it around. We all talked about the Eagles. Is there any extra juice with Sunday night, knowing that it's the big national audience and everyone's watching?
I think it being the first home game, home opener in front of our crowd, we have a lot to that we want to, you know, come back and kind of redeem ourselves and play better. So I think it's going to be a high-energy game for sure.
That was Alex Mack with Dukes and Bell. We're taking a look now at the offensive line with the injury to Lindstrom and what that means for the Atlanta Falcons as they get ready for this opening game against Philadelphia at home on Sunday night. One of the other things, the other side of this is that Philadelphia comes into this. The Eagles might have arguably the best offensive line in the entire NFL. When you got guys like Lane Johnson and Jason Peters, Jason Kelce, I mean, they have all pros in a number of spots.
Yeah, Jason Peters, man, been playing a long, long time, almost 20 years in the NFL. And you're talking about some guys that have played together for quite a long period of time. So they're a veteran group that know each other fairly well. And it's not like going up against the offensive line that you went up against in Minnesota. This offensive line, I would say, is a lot better. There's some maulers out there. They take great pride in mashing defensive linemen in the face. But that, you know, you got Grady Jarrett on the other side of the ball, too. He's no slouch. He is no slouch. Vic Beasley and Tack McKinley, they're coming off of games where they definitely need to play better. They need to set the edge better. Coach Quinn, he's going to have those guys ready to go. So it's going to be a really good matchup. It's a tough game. This is going to be a tough game to figure out who's going to come out on top.
Yeah, we certainly will take a look at the defensive line tomorrow with guys like Alan Bailey, who contributed, and even Coach Quinn gave him a shout-out yesterday when we were talking about Alan Bailey, who they picked up late, the former Chief, who had a pretty good game against Minnesota. But we'll do that tomorrow. Talking about football here, the Falcons also tonight, you should know that on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, we will have live coverage of the NFL game between Tampa Bay and Carolina with our pregame at 8 and the kick at 8:20 tonight. Both teams 0-1, and this game is in Carolina. Cam Newton against Jameis Winston, a key game for both teams, especially when it's this early in the year. Because, Hugh, the Falcons, because the loser of this game is going to be a game and a half behind the Swampers already, the Falcons don't play any of their division games until, you know, the second half of the season, not until the week before Thanksgiving or something. And here these two have a division game right out the gate.
Yeah, and that's why it's important for the Atlanta Falcons, man, listen, to at least – get out this first quarter of the season. You want to be 3-1. You want to be 3-1. Worst case scenario, 2-2. But 3-1, you bode well with. And the other thing that has me a little bit concerned, we all know how well or not well that the Atlanta Falcons have played against the AFC teams. AFC has, and since Coach Quinn's been here, they're on the wrong side of the AFC matchups. They've lost more AFC matchups than they won. So that's something else that you're a little bit concerned about. You got to get it going this weekend, man. It's not like you're pushing the panic button, but you want to start this thing trending in the right way as soon as possible.
Yeah, and to speak of that, after Philadelphia, you know, every team plays four teams in the other conference, to your point, Hugh. Three of the four AFC teams the Falcons will play are the next three games, Indianapolis, Tennessee, and Houston.
Yeah, that's why I kind of, you know, right, made that analogy, because it's tough. And you look at the way that it played for them last year and the way it trended for them in the past. You know, you have those three matchups coming up. You need to get back on the positive side of it.
Yeah, I guess if you're a Falcons fan, you're rooting for the Bucs to win on the road tonight. I guess that's what you're rooting for, right? Carolina 0-2 is better than Carolina 1-1. If you believe that the Buccaneers are not going to be a factor by the end of the year, their schedule, you know, at some point, they don't play a home game for like 2.5 months. It's really weird. The NFL headlines around the corner. Antonio Brown continues to take the headlines. Now there's questions as to whether or not the commissioner will allow him to play this week. We'll find that out next as we continue on The Morning Show with John and Hugh after a CBS Sports Minute.
I'm just trying to show up and play football and try to prepare. Miami's a good team. I'm going to get ready for them, and things that don't involve me, don't involve me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.